The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live.
Thanks for being with us. We are live in Las Vegas. We're at Allegiant Stadium. It is Big 12 Football Media Day. It's 116 in Phoenix, and I am sitting here talking college football. Finally, thankfully, it is a new conference. It is a new era. This has a completely different feel. We're inside the Raiders Stadium, sitting at about the 15-yard line. Spurge is here. Jordy is here. They're both bumping around. We will have them drop in. This is one of those shows that will be kind of herky-jerky because you don't know who's going to stop by. And there's all sorts of people here. I just talked to Rick Neuheisel. He's stone's throw away, a short little out away from me, to borrow the football term. And we will try to catch up with Coach and some other things. Spurge is jumping in here for a few minutes. You look dapper.
Pac-12 meet day, right?
Oh no.
I heard they're having one, Pac-2. It's a cocktail hour and a one-hour press conference in Vegas tomorrow, supposedly. But we're not here for that.
Get out. Really?
Supposedly that's what the little birdies around here have been telling me.
Where?
Not sure. Some hotel. Didn't get deep enough on that, but we're here for Big 12. It's okay.
We are here for Big 12. So, okay, you've gone to the last three media days since jumping on board with the company. What do you make out of this?
It's different. We're used to hotels or different spaces like that. Being inside Allegiant Stadium is pretty cool. Been in here a couple times now. It's very spread out. I love all the sets they've got, the College Football 25. That's the big talking point for everybody. All the players, when they walked in, were gravitating towards that. All the mascots taking photos there. So far, so cool. It's going to be chaotic the next 2 days, but it's fun.
We like chaos.
Yeah.
So far, so cool. I like that.
Yeah, so far, so cool.
What are you working on today?
No clue.
That's no, you know what? And that's what we do.
Yeah.
You don't go into like, I have to get this person, and then it'll be a success. No, it's like I'm looking at the Daniel Boone mascot for West Virginia saying, I want that dude on the show. I do. Brett Yermark's going to talk here in a minute. I'm interested in what he has to say because anything about expansion or all that, I would doubt today he would take the focus away from football. But seriously, this is one of those events you show up at, and you have to be nimble, right?
Yeah, just go stay on your toes, see what pops up. Can't come in expecting things. They got their own responsibilities to all their other places they got to be. I see Kenny Dillingham running around everywhere. We know this is the last thing that he wants to be doing is talking nonstop to all these people, but that's what they got to do. So we'll do what we can. Ask them questions maybe that they're not being asked 100 times today. That's kind of the goal, I guess, if we're going to have one goal.
We don't have more than one. All right. Go on. Jordy's here. You have time to come over or are you working?
2 seconds.
You have 2 seconds? Sit down. What are you working
Some
on?
Some of us have to work.
What are you working on?
Had a great interview this morning with Sonny Dykes. That was really fun. He was a U of A offensive coordinator. Has some Gronk stories.
Could
share some. He's like, there's no way I'm sharing this. So that was fun. Talked to Graham Mersini. Going to talk to some ASU football players here in a bit. And then, Brett Yormark coming up in a couple minutes as well.
What do you make out of this setup versus Pac-12? Because you've been to all these, you and I, through the years.
Every time I walk into Allegiant, I'm like, this is pretty ridiculous. Very cool. It's interesting how it's split. So it feels like there are less people, but more space. But this is a great spot to do this. And we've heard so much about Jerry World. And when they have it in Dallas, I think, let's just keep it in Vegas. Let's move the basketball tournament over in Vegas too. Let's move some things west.
What I would say is this feels more professional. Last year when we walked into Pac-12 Media Day and we didn't know that Dion wasn't going to show up and we didn't know that the conference was about to implode and we didn't know that the commissioner was going to stand up there and really be the emperor with no clothes on, right? This feels much more big time that ASU is coming into. We don't know a lot of these teams though, so I'm just trying to figure it out, but the professionalism feels higher.
Yeah, I think some of that was the conference's fault. Some of it was there were some rogue teams too, some rogue schools going. It's not SEC. It's not Big Ten. I'm not going to say that too loudly because Brett Yormark might hear me and try to murder
throw
me.
You out.
Yeah. But this is, I think this could be a really good league. This could be a, like you look top to bottom, like there aren't a lot of gimmies. I talked to a couple coaches, and that's the thing they keep saying is it feels like the Pac-12 from last year, where it's like there aren't that many floor mats here in the conference. This is going to be, I think, a pretty high quality, really solid conference.
All right, get out of here. Look, you got cables, and you're going to chase somebody. All right. He is taking off. So Brett Urmark is making some comments right now. He is the commissioner of the Big 12. I don't think that 5 years from now, the Big 12 is going to be as it is established today. I really don't. I think in talking with people here today whose opinions I trust, that there will be a different looking Pac-2, Pac-8, Pac-10, Pac-12, that the SEC will look different because the ACC will implode, that this will be a basketball super conference. I think there's all of that that could be coming down the pike. In terms of sports from last night, I don't know about you. I've seen enough of Paul Sewald. I have. Last night, you could just feel it. It's like he's going to play with both hands around his neck. And when that happens, it's not going to be good. It's just not going to be good. So that happened last night. The Diamondbacks come up short. It's really too bad, because Yulber Diaz pitched well, and I like seeing these young arms. I love seeing the young arms of the Diamondbacks. Because of all the injuries, this actually is a benefit, in my opinion. It's one of those where some of these young arms will hang in there. Remember last year when Tommy Henry was really good, and now he's nowhere to be seen or heard? Injuries are part of that, obviously. But I do think the idea of, okay, it's middle of the season, we're just trying to keep things going. And today, to have so many players that are going to be doing their rehab and throwing on the side today over in Scottsdale, Merrill Kelly is going to be throwing on the side today. Eduardo Rodriguez is going to be throwing on the side today. And Jordan Montgomery is going to be throwing on the side today. So your big three are going to get some work in, and we'll find out a little bit more about where they are. Very disappointed. This team should have won 9 straight. I keep saying that, you know, it's the Dodgers are not invincible. They've got a ton of injuries. But when you burp up 3 games in a span of 7 days with your closer, how do you not look at Justin Martinez and say, you know what, we got to go a different direction? How do you not do that? Here in Vegas, too, the USA basketball stuff happened yesterday. There was some of that was going on up here with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. Ryder Cup Keegan Bradley expected to be named the captain rather than Tiger. Danny Hurley, for those of you that were ripping on him for not taking the Lakers job, you're just Laker fans, he's going to be just fine. He signed a $50 million deal rather than a $60 million deal. Here in Las Vegas, though, at Allegiant Stadium, where we're broadcasting from today, working on a lot of content, we'll be in and out today, quite honestly, on the stream. In and out, we see some things, we'll jump in. When we don't, we won't. And we're working on some TV projects as well. That is what's on my mind in the world of sports, brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. Here in Las Vegas, that is Desert Financial Credit Union. As always, we appreciate their support. The coach, Rick Neuheisel, Sirius XM, CBS Sports, which do you prefer? What is your gig today there, coach?
I've got both asking me back, which is always good news. It's not, those jobs are hard to get and maybe harder to keep. So fortunate that I've gotten invites for both, but I love them both. I love talking college football. I love talking college athletics. It's especially in today's day and age, because people need roadmaps to figure out exactly what's going on. So the opportunity to try to clear up what's happened and then make educated guesses as to what's coming, I think is kind of a fun little hobby.
Is this good for U of A and ASU? Let's just get local. You got to get back to your show, so we'll keep it quick. Is this good coming into the Big 12?
Well, given the situation at Washington State and Oregon State, you'd say absolutely. It's a, you know, maybe it isn't perfect. I would think all of us that live on the west side of the United States would have liked to seen the Pac-12 continue and want to look back and wonder what went wrong. And without making anybody a villain, just some poor timing, poor decisions, what have you. So we're left with what we have. Given that as a backdrop, they're extremely fortunate to be in this league. And with, and especially given that there is no bell cow that's clearly, from a resource standpoint, head and shoulders above everybody else. This is like a horse race with everybody having the same odds coming out, and just see how quickly you can come out of the gate. Arizona, obviously, with the year that they had a year ago, Fifita at quarterback, McMillan the receiver, that's a great head start, and they got to be excited about what can be in the new Big 12. Arizona State, you can't ask for somebody with more enthusiasm and more energy than Kenny Dillingham. They just got to give him the run and give him the time to get this thing fixed. We all know, having grown up in the Valley, what Arizona State can be. I stood like the other 55,000 people at Sun Devil Stadium in 1975 watching us beat Nebraska 17-14 and finish number two in the country. It's possible. Kenny's, I think, got all the right stuff. He just doesn't have the experience, which is going to make it really, really important for Graham Rossini, who's coming into the job without much experience, too, that they lock arms and say, we can do this. And if they do, I think good things are ahead.
For Kenny, and you mentioned Graham, I saw Graham over on your show earlier. What do you make out of that hire? Because it took a long time. Sun Devil faithful don't know what to make out of that hire. What do you make of it?
I love that he's a Sun Devil, that he grew up there, that he bleeds it. It's important to him. It's not just a job to get another job. It's where he wants to be. I feel the same way about Kenny. Having grown up right there in the Valley and Chaparral High School, and wanting to be a part of something really important, really successful there in the Valley, I think is really cool. And the Valley's exploding, as we all know. Everybody's coming wanting to be a part of this. What can we all rally around, given that we don't have a lot of common denominators from our past? What better than Sun Devil Athletics? My fingers crossed that this goes well for both Kenny Dillingham. Certainly Bobby Hurley is a name everybody recognizes. If those two sports can start spinning off the kind of revenue that can be created by successful ventures, then the entirety of the athletic department will flourish, and we'll, as a community, have a great little hub to go and watch collegiate athletes.
Well, and one last thought, I'll get you out of here, and that is Brennan comes into Tucson. Basketball program has been... Get out.
Brent Brennan was one of my wide receivers at UCLA. He was a walk-on wide receiver.
Get out of here.
No, that's my guy.
Yeah.
I got him and another kid by the name of Kevin Walker into the Rose Bowl. I told him, I said, tell your folks not to go to the bathroom, not to go get any sodas. You make sure they're watching, because you're getting in this game, and I don't know when it's going to be. On a second down and one, I knew a Homer Smith, our play caller, was going to call a quarterback sneak after it came back. They were this far short. I said, go. And the two of them sprinted into the game, got in there, both went down, both took down their DBs. Hands had to hit the ground to get that cut block. They both got it done. But Brent Brennan is one of my guys, and he coached for me at Washington, so no one's more proud of Brent Brennan than I am.
You're not surprised?
Not at all. He's got that kind of enthusiasm, very much like Kenny Dillingham. We've got, in the state of Arizona, two really, really positive guys, and that's what you love as a role model for programs.
All right. Thanks again to Rick Neuheisel with us for a few minutes. So Kenny Dillingham is buzzing around here. Tomorrow it is U of A day. Jordy and Jordan are both going to be here tomorrow for that. Brent Brennan, that's a great story from Neuheisel about how he was tied in. Did you know this, Jordy, that Brent Brennan was recruited by Neuheisel? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
You did or did?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
he could have been a... Where was he at that time?
UCLA.
Oh.
And he put him in for one play. That's a great story. That's a great three-dot thought. That's where that is going to end up. So there's a note for you for tomorrow. What else are you looking forward to here?
I think seeing the U of A guys, a lot of interesting stories there. Spurge just shot a really cool story with X Alford over at ASU about mental health and his journey back to the field. So that's really cool. And then I just talked to Clayton Smith. He's a big reptile guy. And
what do you mean a reptile guy?
He said in his life he's had about 50 reptiles as pets. He said 11 to start, and I go, oh, cool, 11 over how many years? And he goes, no, right now, that's what I have. So
what does he have right
now? Lots of spotted geckos and snakes, and
I like
he identifies with it, and he has a very interesting and funny and kind of scary run-in with a poisonous snake when he was a kid. And he was looking around for wood to knock on wood, but he's like, I've never been bit. So the things you find out at Media Day.
You know, it is not just blocking and tackling. It is not. We'll have much more up on the stream, and we'll have much more up on the site. Wilner is going to weigh in on all this as well. We have Big Ten Media Days in a couple of weeks. There's no more as Pac-2, as Spurge was telling us earlier. Pac-2 is tomorrow, like a, I don't know if it's a corner diner here in Vegas or not. Jared Nielsen is our chairman of the board. If anything is screwed up on this show, it is his fault. Thank you for following us on social media. We appreciate that. And have yourself a great day from Las Vegas. See ya.